Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Christy Credit, and with me is Melinda Moranti. She is the CEO of Gilda's Club Rochester. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Melinda.
Well, thank you for having me, Christy. It's really a pleasure.
I'm sure I've probably talked to you before. How long have you been with Gilda's Club?
Oh, I've been with Gilda's about 4.5, 5 years now, so probably over that time.
I'm sure we have.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, tell us what Gilda's Club is.
Well, Gilda's Club Rochester is an organization that is here to help people that are living with cancer. And what we're here to do primarily is to help you with the emotional side of dealing with your diagnosis or with living with cancer longer term. We realize that after people get the diagnosis and they talk with their physicians and their medical care team, what will often happen is there will be a variety of different questions that they have or things that come to mind. How am I going to deal with this? How's this going to affect my family? Am I going to be able to work? All those kinds of things, as well as quite often people are looking for some type of connection with other people who have cancer, and that's the kind of support we help to provide. We have support groups, activities, social activities, all kinds of fitness-related classes for people with cancer, so that's what Gilda's does.
Wow, it does a lot. Gilda's Club, is that like, so that's a national thing, and now it's a Rochester thing too, part of the national chain?
Well, we have an interesting history, Christy. We were originally the Cancer Action Council. That was an organization that started in Rochester in 1959. So we've been serving this community for quite some time.
Oh, wow. But yeah.
But right around 2000, thereabouts, we looked at maybe expanding our capacity or maybe realigning ourselves a little differently. And we connected with an organization called Gilda's Club / Cancer Support Community. And so we've been a member for about 20 years or so now, and we found it a really healthy, very positive relationship because it gives us some resources that we didn't have when we were an agency just on our own. We are from the namesake Gilda Radner. Gilda was diagnosed, as you probably know her history, with ovarian cancer back in, I think, the 70s and 80s. And during that time, and when she was going through it, longing for connection to help fight that sense of isolation when you have the diagnosis was something that was very important to her. And she wanted to find an organization, sort of a club-type atmosphere, where anyone who had cancer could come to that organization for services. And so we kind of honor her namesake, till today.
Right. And you do take care of so many people annually. What did I just see? Like over 5,000 people annually?
Yes, over 5,000 people annually, because we have, basically two sets of two ways that we reach out to people. So what we do is we have our clubhouse, or what we would call our main facility, which is located at 255 Alexander Street. And then we are also outreaching into the community. We go to places like the cancer centers and other community organizations like WISE and libraries and those types of things. And we offer our programs directly in the community so that maybe people that can't get to the clubhouse can take advantage of them there. Now, I need to say that with the pandemic, we haven't been offering those outreach programs, but we will resume as soon as it's safe and possible.
Right. A lot of things have changed, I think, since COVID, right? For a lot of organizations, especially Gilda's Club.
Oh, yeah, really. I mean, it's one of those things where they say, with difficulty comes opportunity. And that was certainly what we found at Gilda's Club. As with any other organization, we had to kind of turn on a dime and go from live to virtual. But in that time frame, we learned so much about how we can continue to help people. We put our support groups and all our programs on Zoom and other social media platforms. And we found the response to that was amazingly positive. And it still did feel the need that people had, for that longing and connection. And so, we were very pleased actually by the results and the response that we got to going, virtual. And we believe that there's a space, or a place for virtual to continue in our programs and services, even when we go live back to, live and in-person type programming.
And that's one thing that I think we're all finding that's amazing is there are things you can do virtually for those that can't maybe leave the home,
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That was one of the things we found, that we were able to reach people, you know, all over the community, you know, where they didn't have to leave their home. And you know, that's particularly important when you think about it for people with cancer. If they're going through chemo or not particularly feeling well, they can still take advantage in the same way, but just from the comfort of their home without having to travel to our main location or to one of our outreach locations.
Right. So this is something you're probably going to offer even after I say after COVID, so once we all can manage COVID, right?
Exactly. We kind of believe that there's a place for hybrid, which is, you know, the term that we're using is that, and maybe it will be a support group that's part live, part virtual. You know, this is still stuff that we're, you know, fleshing out a little bit more, but we believe that, you know, the opportunity for those things to remain and continue to exist is very strong, and we believe the demand is going to be there.
Right. Are there new initiatives in the works, too?
Well, we are excited about a couple of things. You know, we have that concept of doing outreach, but one of the things, so there's two really key initiatives that we're working on, one directly at the clubhouse and one is out in the community. We're going to take the concept of our outreach locations and really try to structure them a little bit more so that we're going to kind of, we're looking to create hubs in the community so that, again, if you really can't drive into Alexander Street, that maybe you can go to your local library, your local community center, and you'll be able to take advantage of programs there from Gilda's Club.
That's a fantastic idea. I like that a lot. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I mean, we started to realize that, you know, in this day and age, people do look for, you know, ease and convenience. And so we want to be able to accommodate that and still bring the kinds of services that they need and want, you know, closer to home. And then I think the other thing that we realized during this is that we kind of changed up our more common program structure. We have, you know, something where people would come in, they would call us, we would kind of assess, you know, what's causing them the most stress and difficulty with their cancer diagnosis. We would kind of set them up in different, you know, programs or referrals or connections. But now we're going to change that process a little because we found how important it was that they, again, be connected, you know, once they've been diagnosed or throughout their cancer journey. So we're going to, we have a program called Mapping My Journey where we're going to basically try to help a person at every step of their cancer journey, whether they're first diagnosed, whether they've had a relapse or recurrence, or whether they're just living with cancer longer term. And we have this program, we're going to check in with them more frequently because we found also during this time that communication and keeping in contact was also extremely important. So we're going to take what we learned from that experience and incorporate that into our Mapping My Journey program.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Communication, a big part and a big factor in that. How can someone get information about the support that's available through Gilda's Club? Because they may not know whether it's for them or a family member or even a friend.
Well, we recommend two things. We recommend calling us directly at our phone, which is 585-423-9700, or going to our website, which is gildasclubrochester.org. And so you look around and you can see some of the things that we're doing. We have a lot of different programs, like I said, from health and fitness to social interaction. We have virtual bingo and lunch and laugh. And we have
I love bingo, Melinda. I'm a big fan of bingo.
Well, that virtual bingo took off like we didn't believe. So
see?
We were surprised. You know, because bingo's been something that's been around, you know, in all kinds of forms. And so the virtual bingo has been very popular. So they can go to our website and they can look around and see some of the programs they offer. But we do strongly advise that they call us because once they call us, they can talk to our staff. And again, we can help them in more specific ways once we've had a conversation with them and we know what's really happening in their life. So we always suggest please go to the website and look around, but please do make a telephone call because that's how we best connect you to what we have to offer.
Yeah, because it's so tough. Like once you get that diagnosis, a lot of people, we don't know what to do at that point. Where do you turn? What do you do? You're trying to, all this advice is coming at you and all this information is coming at you and you kind of have to break it down, I think.
You really do. I mean, because like I said, it's overwhelming for people. And, you know, the diagnosis, it's overwhelming with the family dynamics and everything. And I think the other important point about what Gilda's does is we're really here for the family members as well. So we not only have, like, support groups and programs for the person that has cancer, we have it for their family members. We have it for their spouses, their children, you know, that type of thing. So we want people to understand that we're not only here for the patient, but we're also here, you know, for the family, because their needs, sometimes their emotional support needs, are equally as strong as the individual that's going through the cancer. So,
oh yeah, that makes a lot of sense too. And you guys have been around for, as we mentioned earlier, a very long time. And Gilda's Club, the name, has been since, you said, 2000?
Yes, since about 2000, yep.
And you serve so many people.
We just really, you know, again, we feel that, you know, we're a smaller, you know, obviously not-for-profit, but, you know, it's so important to us that people know what we do, because so many times once a person has connected with us, they will say, you know what, I wish we had known about you just a little bit sooner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes, and what we do is we try very much to reach out to the medical community and let them know, you know, we're Gilda's Club, this is what we do. So if you have a patient that you've recently diagnosed and they need some more support, you know, send them our way. Because like I said, once they connect with us, I think they really find, you know, that they're really pleased with all we have to offer. But sometimes they don't get that information, you know, right when they're diagnosed and that type of thing. So we, again, it's so important to us to let the community, and that's why opportunities like this are so wonderful, mm-hmm. because we can really let the community know, you know, we're Gilda's Club, this is what we do, and this is how we can help you.
Right. I like when you go to your website, it says community is stronger than cancer. I love that.
Absolutely, because we feel that community surrounding you, you know, community at Gilda's Club, community in general, all of those things, that you are not alone when you are going through this. And I think the importance of feeling that, of people feeling that they're not alone, is really so critical. And we try to emphasize that as much as we can, that you are really not alone. You do have a resource, a place you can call on to kind of help you through all of this.
Oh, yeah. And how could the community help support those in our community that have been impacted by cancer?
Well, really, there's always two ways, I think, that come to mind, you know, most immediately. And that one is obviously through financial support. So whenever people are willing and have mm-hmm. the means, we suggest that they go to our website and, again, learn a little bit more about us. And then there's an opportunity for giving on our website, so they can give in whatever amount they feel is appropriate. And then the second thing is that to volunteer and get involved. I know it's been a little bit harder during the pandemic for us to kind of have some of the more open volunteer opportunities, but again, we're gearing up and planning for reopening, hopefully sometime in the fall. That's sort of our target, and so people can really help us. We have different activities at the clubhouse that people can help us with, and different activities out in the community, because we're going to be looking for people once we go to this hub model, where we're going to need all kinds of people from all kinds of walks of life to really help us deliver those programs. So, so volunteering and supporting are two of the bigger ways that that people can help us.
Right. And you do have events, which are all listed on your website. So you can go to that too, gildasclubrochester.org, to see what events they have going on. Quite a few on there. So that's always good. You can support those events, and that will help you out as well.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful point, Christy. We have, you know, a couple of events coming up this year. Our most immediate one is Comics Against Cancer. It's always such a wonderful, fun event. This year, we do have permission to kind of go live, you know, partially up to the appropriate limit. So we're going to do sort of, again, a hybrid of a virtual live type model. And so if people are interested and want to learn more about it, they can go to the website and do it. But we generally have wonderful first-time comedians that we bring to Rochester that people don't know of, and quite often it can be a little bit of a launching pad for them, as other things that they do. So again, it's really a wonderful, generally I've been doing it now for 4 years. I've been totally impressed with the people that we have every year, and again, it might be just another fun opportunity for people to get out and about as we're starting to slowly emerge.
Right, we are starting to slowly emerge, that is true. I've been told I'm pretty funny, Melinda, if you're looking for someone.
All right, well, we'll certainly keep that in mind, Christy.
I know it's COVID, so it's hard, but do you need volunteers at this point? Are you accepting volunteers, or are you putting a hold on that?
We are accepting them, but if they understand and are willing to work with us in a little bit more of a patient fashion, because again, there's not as much active stuff that we can bring them into the clubhouse to do. And because again, we're not out in our community location. So we are interested in them. And if they're willing to say, hey, you know, I just want to, you know, put my application in or let you know I'm interested and available, we will talk with them now, get the opportunity to learn a little bit more about them, and then try to see where we can best fit them either at this point or a little bit further down the road.
All right. And once again, what's that website and phone number in case we need to get in touch with you?
The phone number is 585-423-9700, and the website is gildasclubrochester.org.
All right. Melinda Maranti, the CEO of Gilda's Club Rochester, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Well, thank you, Christy. It was an absolute pleasure. And again, thank you for the opportunity to be able to share about our organization and what we do.